Hey, Matt, give me more coffee.
Give the man more coffee.
Thanks, bro.
Welcome to the Patcast, the most random podcast on all the internet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the breakfast edition of the Patcast. Hope your morning is going quite lovely. If you're not listening in the morning, this episode will not be appropriate for you. Right now it's Patrick sitting here with T-Bone Capone and Dr. Kenny Sheltonoff.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I just ate some breakfast, which is going to lead up to our next segment here. We're not going to reveal quite yet. We're going to tease our listeners. Dr. Kenny, what's your favorite thing to do in the morning?
Sleep.
And after sleep, once you get up, what's your favorite thing?
It's not morning anymore when I wake up.
It's not morning? What time is it usually?
Ideally?
Yeah.
4.
But when you have to get up, usually what time is that? Lately.
It's different every day.
It's different every day. So you're not a morning person is what you're saying?
I am a morning person in that I am up for quite a bit of the a.m. hours.
Right.
Just not from like 6 to noon.
Do you have like a morning routine? Do you like put on some tunes to get you going?
I've started doing that.
You started doing that? What are some of the selections you play in the morning?
I don't play any specific songs. Just go to my Spotify and turn on whatever I've been listening to lately.
Maybe some night moves?
My day's not that interesting. I'll tell you the most interesting part of my day. I eat a banana, usually.
Yeah?
Either banana or a granola bar on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I finish buying banana halfway to school, and so I have to do something with the banana peel. Banana peel's a pain in the ass because you can't just like put it in your cup holder.
Right.
Because it's all gooey, mushy.
Right.
So instead I throw it out the window, but every time I throw a banana peel out the window...
It comes back and hits you?
No, it's like, I feel like I'm in Mario Kart. So, and I'm dead serious, by myself in my car every day on the way to school, when I throw my banana peel out the window, I go, wang!
That's pretty great.
Have you caused any wrecks?
Yeah.
Not yet.
You don't know that.
Not that accurate.
People could spin out on the banana peel.
Wang!
You should throw it out behind you so it like lands on somebody's windshield.
You have a sunroof?
No. There are some days when I like get out of class and I'll go to one coffee shop. I'll run around looking for Pokemon.
Pokemon!
And then I wind up at another coffee shop, and it's amazing how often I see the same people like at the different coffee shops.
They gotta rotate, otherwise you get sick of them.
I know, it's just weird because I'm like, what are you doing? And I was like, you just bouncing around from coffee shop to coffee shop? I realize, of course, that I'm doing the same thing.
Dr. Kane, what's the name of this next segment?
Oh, are we doing it?
Yeah.
This is In the Kitchen.
Leah made us all a fine breakfast this morning. Leah, would you like to explain?
Yeah, what was it? What do you call it?
This I call a special breakfast casserole. My mom taught it to me. It's just basically a mix of breakfast ingredients all cooked in together and flavored with love and sprinkled with cheese and topped with salsa.
First of all, point of clarification, what qualifies as a casserole?
You know, I don't know. My mom just calls it that, so I call it that.
I was always under the impression that casserole had to be baked.
That's true. She does another one, so we just, I don't know, I guess we can rename it. I'll have to think of a better name.
It's a breakfast scramble.
Yes, breakfast scramble. That would work.
Hodgepodge. Breakfast hodgepodge.
Leah's skillet sensation.
Mm-hmm. I start with a really good sausage. Today I used the Boar's Head chicken sausage.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. It was a little mild. I like a little more kick in some of those. But the Savannah sausages are also really good. Found at Publix. I get them when it's buy one, get one.
What else you put in it?
Thrifty. Then I cut up some peppers. These peppers today came from my garden.
Yeah, deep Atlanta gardens.
Mm-hmm. And you can use any kind of peppers. Mine were green, a little bit of red. I also like the orange peppers. And then I throw
in... They all taste the same.
It's about color, correct?
I mean, the red are a little more...
It's like society.
A little hotter.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
That's not true. I'll submit to a blind taste test.
I would like to do that. Yeah, I bet I can tell the difference. I love orange peppers. Mine were supposed to be...
Peppers.
I planted three plants. One was orange, one was green, and one was red. I got red and green, but I didn't get any orange, so... Bummer.
Shit.
But then I add some onions.
Kind of onion? White onion, yellow onion,
any kind of onion you want. This scramble is very flexible, so you know, it all works. Whatever your taste buds desire. You can throw in some mushrooms. I didn't have any mushrooms today, but I love mushrooms.
Wish we had mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Next time.
Get those next time.
That'd be good.
What else?
And then I throw in some hash browns, and then I get some fine eggs. And depending how big the casserole is, I usually do about 4 eggs. You can throw in another one. You'll be able to tell by the consistency. If it's a little too wet, then you can add in some hash browns or some more chicken.
You don't want it to be a little wet.
And then you scramble that up a couple minutes, and then...
add your Betty Crocker mix.
That's it. No Betty Crocker mix here.
How'd you make those brownies yesterday?
How were
those made?
I opened up the box. Yeah. I put in 1 egg, some vegetable oil, and some water. Mm. Mixed it together. Baked them for 31 minutes. Also BOGO at Publix. It's Ooh. The Pillsbury Natural Simply brand.
Yeah, I like those.
All right, let's not turn into corporate whores.
You will know my stuff's all on sale. Otherwise, we're not eating it.
Cool.
The casserole, everything was cooked together, nothing was cooked separate, or did you say?
Well, I start with the sausages because those need to be cooked the most, and then I'll add in the peppers, and then the onions, and then the things that start to cook the fastest go in last. Okay. The eggs are always last. I make sure everything's cooked before the eggs.
Oh, gotcha.
You can do them separately. I just kind of throw it all in and, you know, break the yolks right away and start mixing it up on medium heat.
Mini-me.
Leah, if you're eating an egg by itself, how would you like it prepared?
That depends.
On?
If I want scrambled eggs and toast, sometimes I like it over medium. Put it on an English muffin, put a piece of cheese.
You can never get an egg over medium in a restaurant.
No, I do not like it runny.
No restaurant knows how to cook an egg over medium.
Yeah, over
It's
over
always
hard, then.
Too far in one direction.
Yeah.
But I think that's because there's no industry standard for over medium. It's just somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Scrambled eggs, I add a little milk and butter. I scramble them up. And I add a little pepper. If I got peppers here, I'll throw those in too and make it another little scramble. But sometimes I just want it by myself.
Because why not?
Mm-hmm. Put it on a piece of toast. Eat it on top of toast.
Sounds good.
Cool.
I like eggs.
I like eggs too. Me and my mom eat a lot of eggs.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They're good for you.
How is your mom? Mm.
Who cares?
We've been buying the brown eggs lately from Publix.
Those are good. They're expensive, good. But good.
You think so? They've been cheaper actually lately.
Really?
In Chattanooga they are. That's why we started buying them, because they're cheaper. Yep, at Publix.
I mean, I would prefer.
They're just eggs.
I don't know.
You take that back. They're just eggs.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
You map out the history of brown eggs and white eggs. They fluctuate. So brown eggs are good for you. White eggs are bad for you. No, you don't want to eat brown eggs.
It's a story for National Coffee Day.
What was the story going to be?
Just
what was
start
this?
Over.
You were going to do a story about... what was National Coffee Day, by the way? Did we miss it?
It was. It was on the 29th of September, I
Why
believe.
Why is... The 29th of September, National Coffee Day.
I don't know. That's just the day.
Why is any of the days that are National Anything Day?
I've always assumed that they have some sort of connection to a historical event that makes them such.
Some of them do.
Some of them don't.
But some, I guess, are arbitrary. You could say today's National Coffee Day because
coffee was invented on this day.
Some of them have the meanings like that, but then some of them don't. Some of them are just, we've picked this day.
Right. Robert Coffee discovered coffee.
Like there's a in November, the day after Thanksgiving is National Buy Nothing Day.
Yes,
which is interesting because it's also Black Friday.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about like Awareness Month like Black History Month?
Oh yeah, that's
how do those get designated?
Well, I always put them on my list, and
wasn't
we
it just Hispanic
that
Heritage Month?
Get them. Last month was also Hispanic National Heritage Toilet Bowl Month, and I put that on my list just because, you know what? plumbing is a very good job out there, and I don't think it gets a good rap because of what they do, but they make very good money, and we always need plumbers. Yeah. And if maybe you find a plumber that's very passionate, as long as I have a good character, I can get a story out of
them. I'll tell you a plumber's not passionate. It's Tommy Reese. Don't give Reese plumbing your business. Tommy Reese can
mom,
suck it.
That's her go-to for some reason. She
stands
will not
by it.
Try any other plumber.
Well, now I understand why your pipes are all have all gone to shit. Because Tommy Reese is watching over them.
I believe
them.
It. Tell her about the Royal Flush plumbing we saw on the way up here.
I've heard of that.
Here in
Royal Atlanta. Flush. Always
there's
beats
also
the full
pink
house.
Plumber. Yeah.
The number one in the number two business.
Hmm.
I like that.
That's awesome.
It's pretty good.
They were nice.
It's pretty good.
Did you hear Craig's line before mine? Say it again, Craig.
Royal Flush always beats a full house.
That's pretty good too, but I like the number one and the number two business.
It was a very nice van and
it was a very nice van.
They got there all
anyway, so you were doing a story on National Coffee Day?
I wanted to.
Wanted to.
Unfortunately I sprained my ankle and I didn't have enough time.
There's always next year.
Yes.
It will happen again.
But
that's
I feel like the coffee business is a very big business.
Just look at Starbucks.
And feel like iced coffee has really exploded over the past couple of years in people's interest, and it's amazing how much money people spend on it. And I wanted to go to an actual coffee place that grinds and gets their own beans. I wanted to know where they source their beans.
Well, and it's even more than just iced. I mean, the cold brew thing.
Cold brew drip.
And
yep.
Those nitro.
I don't think people really know, so I wanted to do kind of an informational.
And they have the coffee now from the tap, the nitro, that's like a Guinness, but it tastes like coffee and beer, but it's not alcoholic.
So if somebody's not into coffee, because it can kind of be like wine, people don't really know. You have to try a bunch of different ones, and then you find what you like.
Hey, if you're into the nitro thing, you don't have to go buy Velo. You can
Chattanooga. I like it. A few I've had, I like. We had a good one, I don't know if you fully enjoyed it, but in Savannah. I don't remember the name of the place, but they had the nitro. I thought it was pretty good. Is that what it was? It was Fox Brothers. It's pretty good.
I just think it's an interesting, it's also something that a lot of people have in common. Most people start their day with a cup of coffee. There's so many different kinds to choose from, so many different beans. If somebody can really tell me the difference between a light roast and a dark roast, and if I really need some caffeine, the concentration, how to make a decent iced coffee.
The podcast comes back. More after this next thing.
Why, hello there. Did you miss me? I knew you did. My name is Dan Duxton, and not only do I make some of the finest whiskey that anyone has ever tasted, I also make the finest coffee that anyone has ever tasted this side of the Oklahoma-Mississippi line. My coffee grounds are grown on the Dirksen compound in Diamondville, Wyoming. We roast our coffee for 2 years before we ship it out all over this great country. You can pick up our slow roast coffee at any coffee shop near you. I guarantee you, you won't regret it. Start your morning with a cup of Dirksen. Dan Dirksen.
This is the podcast.
We're creeping up on the 3-year anniversary of our marriage.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we watched the wedding doc last night.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, at like 3
yeah,
in the
it
morning.
Was.
It's more like the Kevin Morse doc.
Kevin Morse, yeah. It should be subtitled. It should be like wedding
from
manga.
Kevin's perspective.
Kevin stumbles around with a camera.
I remember seeing that. Yep.
There were too many times when Kevin was filming something going on, and then everyone around him just left. And he was by himself. And then he just turned the camera to his face and was like, well.
That's funny.
My favorite one is when he's filming outside of the Fairyland Club. And
sees
your
mom
walks by and he goes, oh, mother of the bride, can we get a wave?
She doesn't hear him.
No. Okay. And then Matt leaves Kevin standing out there alone.
Tyler, I think I saw you checked into the Fairyland Club a couple months ago for a wedding.
Yeah, I guess it was about a month ago.
Well, yeah, well, was it as good as ours?
No.
Do they have that cocktail room done? They were redoing it. Pretty nice.
I guess it looked the exact same.
Tyler, who got married?
Catherine McGill.
From the McGill family?
Yeah, of course, the McGill clan.
Oh, yeah. I made the comment last night that I don't feel like it's normal that a bunch of guys get together and watch a wedding video. I feel like that's more of a girl thing to do.
That's pretty cool, yeah. You got a special bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you can
say
that.
We all go way back.
Way back. You got one down, Tyler's next.
Yeah. Yeah, we were saying there's a lot we wish we would have done.
Craig.
Well, now with cell phones and the videos, it's, you don't. What did Kevin film on his?
He filmed a lot with the Flip.
Yeah, that's kind of extinct, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
You can get better quality on your phone, and you'll get more people.
Yeah. The only problem was with the people that sent me footage from their phones. They didn't know how to send it properly, and so when they send it, it sends it low res.
Yeah, it's all compressed.
Yeah, they don't. It doesn't send it HD. If they would have uploaded it to like a Dropbox from their phone and then sent me the link to that, it would have been HD.
Are phones now a better substitute for a Flip? Or
for sure.
But I don't feel like you can really.
But you have to make sure you're filming.
And you have to make sure you got room on your phone.
Yeah, I might.
I got room on my phone now. Now I have 128 gigs. I don't have to worry about.
I wouldn't know what to do with space. 120 gigs.
Yeah.
Hey, you film any video and that evaporates quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do that before, but now I can actually film whatever I want. I don't remember how much my Flip held.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was small, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
It had to hold a lot.
It held 2 hours of footage. But I don't remember what the gig count was with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wanted to say it was like 8 gigs or something.
I feel like 2 hours would be like 4.
It might have been, I don't know. I don't remember.
I should ask my brother. He likes to film a lot of videos.
Oh, man. Mostly fireworks.
Mostly fireworks. That is correct.
Well,
he loves to record fireworks.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
You guys will never believe this one firework.
Christian Grey?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know if he's actually seen the fucking movie. I don't think he has.
He's read the book.
He has not read the book. That's for damn sure.
The book's better than the movie.
But it's more to the imagination.
All right, thanks for having me. Happy eating. Eat well, live well, travel often. Smile.
That's a good outro.
Sure.
Daggum bear.
That has been In the Kitchen. Well, do we want to go get coffee now?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, this has been the Patcast, the breakfast edition.
On the next Patcast.
Oh, by the way, Matt, when I was... you know Rusty has those pirouettes, chocolate straws with meat in them or whatever?
He does have those.
I gave him one.
You gave him a whole one?
Okay, I didn't know how it worked.
Oh, my gosh.
So when I was dog sitting, I gave him one. And that's how much I hate this dog. I throw it on the ground, right? And when it hits the ground, some of the meat falls out. So he just eats that, obviously. And then I was like, what are you doing? Like, does it not smell like meat? Fucking chew on it or whatever. I don't know how it works. And he picks it up with his teeth, obviously. He doesn't have thumbs. But he picks it up and he carries it over to his shit pile and just drops it. And I went, well, that's not what was supposed to happen. Like, what are you doing?
I think that was a diss to you.
He's why?
Like, you don't want to think of your treat? I'm going to put it with the shit.
Go ahead. Put your treat in your shit and then eat it. I just thought it was funny that I gave him a treat and he literally carried it to his shit pile.
Well, he's not my favorite dog in the world.
I was like, you're a dumbass, Rusty. I hate that dog.
Are you waiting for me? He marks. Yes. He marks everything. Everything.
He just so casually pees on everything.
He's just like... Oh, this is my ball? I'm going to go ahead and mark it, just in case.
He acts like he hasn't eaten in a week every time you feed him.
Who?
And he doesn't let you pour the food out. He gets his nose right into the can, and I'm like,
Yeah.
Rusty?
He eats so aggressively.
Terriers are bad about that.
Let's not...
My dog...
Let's not prejudice an entire breed, Matt. Judge the deed, not the breed.
Impatient dogs.
You
Very impatient dogs.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.